Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown! There it is.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
Okay, Brooks Koepka holds on to win the PGA Championship. What do you think people cared about more, his victory or the fact that he denied a kiss from his girlfriend on live national TV?
She was not happy about it either. It was classic.
Yeah, that was strange. I think people cared about his victory. I think people are seeing a guy who, you know, if you're into golf, and I'm so into golf, but you're seeing a guy who's just, he's built so much different than what Tiger was. He's so muscular. He's so put together. But what he does is he just stomps on you at the beginning. I mean, we saw that his lead was going to be safe just because of how well he played over the first 2.5 days.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it didn't feel like this weekend because of the way he won, and I know we'll talk about this in a couple of minutes, but it didn't feel like he joined maybe elite company because maybe the sports world didn't turn all at once to watch it happen. But in the last 30 years, he's one of three guys that's won a major 3 years in a row. It's him, Woods, and Mickelson. So he should be looked at now as a true great, but I don't know. It feels like the story's being lost on him somehow, which I know, again, we'll get into in a couple of minutes. Next.
Number four.
Are you interested in seeing what J.B. Shuck can do as a two-way player, as in a pitcher and a hitter?
Yes, I am. Here's my interest in it. I wouldn't otherwise be interested, but because of the depletion of the roster due to injuries, I am. Like, I wasn't interested with Darren Dreyfuss or with Brooks Kieschnick or with guys like that that tried to do it a little bit when there was a regular roster, but it necessitates it because I would rather see him, and he was a good pitcher in college.
Like, yeah, he was a starter for the Buckeyes.
He was good. I would rather see that. And I'm intrigued by it because it does serve a purpose. It's not just an individual endeavor.
My question will be, does J.B. Shuck get back on the major league roster because he's actually good enough as like a sixth outfielder and a seventh reliever to actually be on the roster? Or does he get back on the roster at some point this year because of the novelty of being a two-way guy?
Well, didn't he heat it up when he pitched?
I mean,
he had to pitch that inning.
Relatively speaking, yeah, I think
he
did.
Like low 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next.
Number three.
Steelers OTAs start this week, given all that happened last year with Ben not showing up for all of it and then AB following suit. Do you want all members to be there throughout these OTAs this year?
I hope Ben shows up in a helicopter.
I do want them to be there, and I do want Ben to be there to work with the new guys and to work more with guys who are going to be more involved. Really flesh out the chemistry with James Washington, work on things with Moncrief and the draft pick, Deontay, and get to the point where he's starting to feel a little bit of chemistry with the new guys.
I want Ben to tell Pomp his plans tonight on the Channel 2 News with this
we'll
whole
talk
one-on-one
about that.
Thing
it's 6-11.
That they're doing. Yeah, I do want – it'd be nice if Ben was there. It'd be nice if Ben was there and he got in some one-on-one battle with Mason Rudolph for the starting quarterback job. Or Ben got there and he said something passive-aggressive about it. And, you know, I want to lose my job to these young guys that are out to get it. The old cowboy only has a couple years
left. I got
left.
A couple guys nipping at my heels.
Right. Yes, I kind of do want everybody there.
Next.
Number two.
The Pirates went with an opener on Saturday, and it actually worked. Did they just open up the door for more openers in the future, and would you be okay with seeing it?
I don't want to see it as the regular turn, but I want to see it much like J.B. Shuck. If injury necessitates it, then yes, I like the concept.
And if your bullpen doesn't get fried the night before and it makes sense, which I think is what they're working towards for Wednesday, they want to see how things work out with their bullpen on Tuesday because with a Chris Archer start, you never know how much you might have to use your bullpen. If they have to use their bullpen for, you know, 5-6 innings on Tuesday night, don't expect an opener on Wednesday because they'll have worked through everybody and it just won't make sense. But if Archer actually gives them some length works into the sixth inning or beyond on Tuesday, then yeah, I could see it coming back again on Wednesday. And if it works again, then maybe it becomes a more regular part of the deal. Not every turn, every 5 days, but certainly something that you know you have in your back pocket. Next.
Number one.
The Bucks going 7-4 on this road trip, including taking three games in both four-game series, tells you what about this team?
That they're resilient. That's what it tells you.
They're survivors.
That they're resilient.
That's what it
I'm a survivor. I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the hell just happened. That was fantastic.
That's a really good song.
It's Destiny's Child, right?
It was very, very good.
Yeah. That was Beyonce right before she ditched the other two girls.
Ron Man, our music expert. Was that ever number one in the country, do you think?
He says probably.
We'll look it up in the break. I'm a survivor. I'm going to make it. That was catchy.
It was. Like Rodman said, it was probably the number one song in the country.
Yes.
All right.
Rodman's looking it up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.